The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattullo. And traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. As sharp as her are something rare. But inside, she doesn't love me now. She made it clear enough it ain't so good to find.
All right, let me hear the original, Albert, if you would. Let me hear. My head all weekend, and I have no idea why. Yeah, Herman's Hermits.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
There it is.
Girls as sharp as her are something rare. But it's sad.
Are you bopping your head? Come on, this is a great song or what? Has nothing to do with anything.
It ain't no good to learn.
It's Piscopo. I don't know why. You ever have a song in your head? And I don't know why I had a song in my head. And I started, so I actually recorded that and played that the weekend. I was thinking about that. I wanted to put that on for a second. Now, why would I have Mrs. Brown, Al? You have a lovely daughter. Why do you think that
I don't know. I don't want to even really think about getting into your brain because it's you know, the hazmat suit, the bicycle outfit needs a propeller. Wearing a mask 24/7, I don't want to even get involved in it. Well, I don't. Well, I got enough problems. Well, I got to deal with you.
I know that you dated someone with the last name of Brown not long ago, and she was quite lovely, and you did meet her mother. So maybe you was a targeted song for that young lady's mother.
Oh, hello, you there. Is this thing on? Hello, did you fall? Everything all right?
Frankie Five Barrows, 7 minutes after 8 o'clock with Joe on the radio. Oh, John Brown,
we
tabled
that
the phone.
Discussion for a later time. Yeah. Never to be heard from again.
Leader Bramnick doing a great job as a really true public servant in the great state of New Jersey, and a great guy. And really, when they say one of the funniest lawyers, this guy's one of the funniest cats out there on the scene. Really, one of our favorite comedians as well. John, welcome back to the show, Mr. Leader. Great to have you here always, sir.
Great to hear your voice. Let me make a couple observations. You know, you're walking around my neighborhood, and it could be 50 years ago where people are outside of their house, right?
Yeah.
People have nothing to do. Remember growing up, Joe, we didn't have anything to do. There were three channels on television, right?
I don't think
you went out for dinner, you know. Go out for dinner? I mean, maybe a pizza place, maybe, on a Sunday night. So there's nothing to do. People are looking to talk to you as opposed to ignore you. You know, people pulling in their garage. Now they're outside waving, right? They're anxious to have a conversation. But there's always somebody who's still a close talker. Are they not watching the news, these people? Are you kidding me? Like, you walk up by these houses, right? And there's some guy who runs up to you. And, you know, like, do I need to carry an umbrella for some of these people? So anyway, that's the first
thing. An umbrella.
We did nothing growing up. We are experts on doing nothing, right? But you go to your mom and go, I'm bored. Oh, you're bored? Go cut the grass, okay?
Clean up the garage.
Yeah. I go, I'm not that bored. I'm sorry.
But it's so true.
Why? The important stuff. But,
no, man. This is what when people I really will keep a distance. People, they'll still come up to you. Like I just said before we went to break, John, I go on my bike. All right, let me get a bike ride in here. I got the mask just in case with the goggles. And everybody makes fun of me because of my biking outfit. Then my driveway, you got to go a little ways to get out to the street. I go out to the street. The same guy at the end of the driveway who lives there, he always shows up. I think he waits for me to come out. And then he's walking to the mask. mailbox, like right in front of me. Like he times it perfectly. I think people know that. I think they can't stand
being
in the way.
But when they go like this, huh? You, they go like this. You're not worried about. They turn to me as they're getting closer. You're not worried about this, are you? I go, no, not much. I mean, they shut down the world, but not me. I don't follow any kind of world events or anything. I'm not worried about that.
It's so
true. But when they see, yeah, it's a little different when you see Joe Piscopo, because you go like this. Holy God, it's Joe Piscopo, and you forget there's a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
When you see famous people, right, that's an exception to the pandemic.
Not really. Mr. Leader, respectfully, I'm a non-essential Jersey celebrity because I was not asked to do that big show that they... Did you get asked, Leader Brownick? You're really one of the hallmarks of the assembly down there in the great state of New Jersey. Were you asked to do that special, huh?
There's a good one. One thing about Murphy, though, I like him personally. He is partisan, right? I mean, look, I like him, but he is the left wing of the party. And the last thing he needs is either – he doesn't even like moderate Republicans. Yeah, I mean, it's the truth. I mean, he's a nice enough guy, but he's coy. So I don't think you should wait for the invitation. You know, I don't think they're – you know,
where was Frankie Valli, man? Where was Frankie Valli? Where was Joey Pesci? You know, where was Queen Latifah? Where was Shaquille O'Neal, who still does so much good things, so many good things in Newark? You know, now, I kind of missed that.
Huh? When they came up with the invitation list, they didn't even call. They didn't call. They didn't go, listen, now, who else should we invite? You know, you got any other ideas? No, I didn't get that call, right? Now, do you want to talk seriously, or should we continue to make observations?
No. Let's talk seriously. By the way, and thank you for saying that. I get so my right-wing people who are the ultra-conservatives get mad when I say, Governor Cuomo is doing a good job. Governor Murphy's doing. Governor Newsom, I get vilified. Then, God forbid, I say the president is doing an epic, historical, real assault on this virus. He's putting together all the right things. He's getting the states anything they need. He's working great with the government. Then people say, "Oh God, you're a Trump guy." They get after me on that, John. I can't win. So yeah, let's get into it.
You know why? Because you hear from the loudest voices. The rational people who can analyze issue, they're not calling you, right? You don't think the average
That's a good thought.
That's a good thought, Joe. Yeah, I can see how you can analyze. No, it's the people who are just on the edge, about to scream at somebody. They are all ready to lash out. Yeah, but that's not the majority of the people. Most of the people are not crazy.
Yeah. I think that's a great observation. Hey, you raised some good money, and I want to talk about the comedy thing you're doing on Facebook. And I'm reading here that Frankie sent me a note. You've raised a lot of money for the food bank just this past weekend, John Brownick.
Now, of course, I would have called you, but you know, going through the agents and you know, trying to get your personal numbers. It's like calling Seinfeld. You know, so I couldn't get a hold of you or Jerry. Yeah. So what I did, I had Mike Marino and Vinny Brand, talked about
That's
comedy,
great.
You know, and we raised about probably $16,000 for the food bank in New Jersey. But the most important thing is, as long as you're doing cool stuff, right, and you're helping people, you know, you can have a few laughs, even though it's difficult. You know, you can still do that.
I'll tell you how good of a guy this guy is. He's the minority leader in the state assembly down there, John Brownick. He called me and said, hey, let's do – we have a mutual friend, and we want to put on a concert, and we're going to do a concert to raise some money. And you know what, John, on your advice, sir, I actually reached out to Atlantic City, so we're working on that. Because maybe a concert outside, but a worst-case scenario, I'd love to go to a venue, whether it's the New Jersey Performing Arts Center or something, where we could do a concert. You know, that is online, and we'll whatever money we –
I'm in 100%.
You know, do some comedy. You know who I'd love to put on who is hysterically funny, who really doesn't get his just due, is Floyd Vivino, Uncle Floyd. I mean, this guy's hysterical.
Oh, I love Uncle Floyd.
Uncle Floyd's hysterical. Mike Marino. Mike's working constantly. He's great, as Floyd is. And then you know, Vinny Brand. Vinny Brand is very funny as a comedian. You know him as the owner of the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. He's a funny guy in his own right, Mr. Leader.
Oh, he's a comedian, no question about it. And, you know, I'll tell you, the warmth people need it. So I'm up at night watching you and Eddie Murphy in skits. It gives me time to watch this stuff, you know. And yeah. You get a little. You never get any free time, but you know, when you're in politics or you're in show business, I get to watch that stuff. So look, this is a terrible time, but I have to tell you, you do have a little free time finally to look at, you know, stuff that is enjoyable.
You're exactly right. So Governor Murphy's response, and again, I know, John, what I love about you, you try to keep it, I think your main asset to the great state of New Jersey is that you work with absolutely everyone. I've seen that firsthand. But we're in Jersey. We're the epicenter. So, and as you listen around the country, we got hit hard in Jersey, New York, as you know. And Governor Murphy, I've been saying he's doing a good job, and I'm just trying to keep the peace right now. But now this lockdown, John, is it going on too far? Can we get back to our life? Because people are getting very antsy, sir.
I think the mistake he made, I think, had to do with the parks. You know, generally, as I've said, you know, this is a dangerous time. You have to be strong. But New York has the parks open. We've got people in the streets and their bicycles. I think you can ride through the parks or walk through the parks. You could put up a sign, no stopping or standing. You know, that's fine. Yeah. You don't want people congregating, having picnics in the parks. I think that was a little bit of a misstep. And now what's going to happen, if you listen to Cuomo started to basically tell us how we're coming out of this. Murphy hasn't done that yet. He's supposed to do that today, so I'm anxious to hear that. But we're going to have to give people hope, because the catastrophic economic impact here is so horrific on people. They have to know we are close to doing some things to open up. And not only that, you have to treat people as if they will respect the virus. They're wearing masks. They understand social distancing. We have to move towards that now and follow the science, which is, I think there's a balance there, and I think we can do it.
Yeah. Can we, do you think the governor would say no, you know, put a we can they forgive income tax? Can they forgive property tax? And I know the states need the money, but you know what? Who needs the money more are the folks who are listening right now, Leader Bramnick, and they have businesses and they're not getting through to SBA.gov and they're not getting any PPP, and they call their bank and their bank doesn't know what to do or how to help them. Perhaps the governor would see it in his heart to not to put a moratorium on, but to forgive state income tax and property tax for at least 2 months, sir.
Now, let's see. Will government give up taxes? Let's see now. This is like Jeopardy. Let me say, dun, 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 dun. The answer is no, I don't think so. I've seen a lot of bills.
It's kind of a rhetorical question, John. What am I going to tell you?
Seen any bills eliminating the property taxes? I mean, property taxes, which Jersey's known for. You going like it? You're known for like property. But like this, let's see. A property. You know that? What's that? The Family Feud. Okay, they go to New Jersey. What's the number one response? Property taxes. That's right. 64% of the people said property taxes. The next 20% said Joe Piscopo.
Right. And it's so funny. Somebody had, did you see that meme? Somebody has a picture. Somebody, my buddy Gary on Twitter said that.
Why don't we do that? Why don't we play Family Feud on your radio show and we'll topics like, you know, Jersey. Yeah. You know,
taxes. What did they put up? They said, as you go into Pennsylvania, you're leaving New Jersey. Is it something we taxed? Because I mean, it's like crazy, man. And now I heard, and I tweeted something out too from the head of the GOP in Jersey, and I didn't want to, but it was really kind of an objective observation of, do you think is Governor Murphy going to raise the taxes? That's the rumor out there, Leader Bramnick. And I no.
Well, let me tell you, we are heading into a catastrophic disaster. First of all, we're going to be down billions of dollars. So the first thing I think the governor is talking about is borrowing money. We will need federal help. We just will. There's no question about it. And then, of course, you know, Murphy's never shied away from taxes. I mean, that's, you know, that's been one of his significant contributions to the state. So, that's what we'll do. you know, that's the other, in the Family Feud show on your show, we'll go like this, Phil Murphy, and the first thing will be taxes. 67% of the people say, I'm sorry. Sorry, that's that comic side coming out.
I know, but it's true, and it's sad for crying out loud. So you are cognizant, and I'm hoping Governor Murphy does something to remember the businesses, because I'm not hearing about that, about this onslaught of taxes like this, and that was, when you go out, the businesses are hurting, and they're not getting any help, and it's hard to explain. I know you get it, John, because I know you personally, and I'm hoping that the governor gets it, because we're not really, and tell me we're not going to do this, Mr. Leader, raise tolls on the turnpike during this pandemic. That's not going to actually happen, is it, sir?
Yeah, I think that's happening, actually. I don't have any doubt that tolls are going to be raised. Getting back to the issue of
businesses. Where's the heart? Huh? Where's the heart of the politician? How could they let that happen?
Wait a minute. There's your second question of the day. Where's the heart of the politician? Let's see now. Can you make that multiple choice? Can you make them they have no heart. Let's see. B, we can't find it. And see all of the above. I'm sorry. I know
you're fighting the fight down there. John, before we let you go, I know you're focused on helping your neighbors and dealing with this crisis, and I know you personally are helping. But we can't forget about the fact that there is an election next year, and you've been talked about as a potential candidate. Are you jumping in? Are you not jumping in as running for governor of the great state of New Jersey?
Only if it's a team with you, I think. Let me tell you, if we could get out there and bring two things. You bring the love that Joe Piscopo shows to everybody else and the fiscal policies that we both believe in, I think we have a shot. But I think we'll need the stardom of Joe Piscopo in order for Bramnick to jump in. So you let me know. We can talk offline. All right.
We could do something. We could make some noise. And you know what, Mr. Leader, we can have a lot of fun, sir, and all for the good folks of the good folks of the great state of New Jersey.
We could get on the bicycles, and we get your neighbor. He could be our first supporter.
That guy.
We both get on 10 speeds, and we'll do a statewide ride.
I love it. John, thank you so much. Keep the fight, Leader Bramnick. Thank you for being there. Thanks.
Thanks for the laughs.
Yes, sir. God bless. Talk to you soon. He's the minority leader in the state assembly on the GOP side. But a great guy and a good guy and focused and just, oh, man, no more taxes. Please, no more tolls. Please, Debbie, we can't do it in Jersey anymore. You know?
No more. Take me away.
Raising the tolls during the pandemic. How heartless is that? Really? I mean, how do they let that go? And I know it's the Port Authority, and they're going to hand it off saying, that's not us, it's the Port Authority. But no, they could stop it, for crying out loud. Anyway, 821 with Debbie. Kevin McCullough is going to join us momentarily. Debbie, how are we doing traffic-wise on AM 970 The Answer?
Good morning to you, Joe, and good morning to our essential workers out here on the roads. We're going to take a spin over to the Van Wyck northbound, getting up to our Kew Gardens. Some construction right on the ramp. The earlier problems by Jewel Avenue cleared out of the way. Some volume on 17 East getting out through Harriman, getting down toward the thruway. That's the construction zone over there to deal with. And slowdowns on the Southern State eastbound right at Route 106 into North Merrick. A car went right over the guardrail. Emergency activity at the scene. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough shows you the most shameful part of coronavirus.
COVID-19, and this is the exact language of the CDC, should be reported on the death certificate even when no test has confirmed the presence of the disease. This is one of the most shameful developments of the entire crisis.
Kevin McCullough Radio. It'd be a shame if you miss it. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970 The Answer with special airings Wednesdays at 4.
If you're in pain, you want out of pain. Of course you do. But guess what? People you know and love would like to see you out of pain too. Larry Elder here. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners of Relief Factor, tell me whole families can be helped when one of the family gets out of pain. Back to having fun together, walking, hiking, traveling, or here's one, sleeping through the night without waking up your mate. Everyone wins when you get out of pain, which is exactly why Pete and Seth created the 3-week quick start. About $1 a day to see if we can get you out of pain. And after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. The 3-week quick start is like a trial pack, and it can be at your door in about 2 to 3 days. Let's face it, getting older, exercise, and even everyday living can create pain. But don't order Relief Factor just for yourself. Order it for your friends and your family. They miss the old you. LOL. The 3-week quick start at relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Be part of an extraordinary adventure to Israel this year. You're invited to the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell this December. Join AM 970 The Answer for a 10-day all-inclusive expedition into Israel's fascinating history, dynamic diversity, and significant future. Experience Jerusalem, modern Tel Aviv, Masada, and so much more, all in the comfort of first-class accommodations. Register today for the Stand With Israel tour with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and Mike Lindell. Visit AM970TheAnswer.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
And wherever you're listening to us on AM970 The Answer, it's 825 in New York, New York, with Frank and Alan, Debbie, and Piscopo. So I got to tell you, I know how you can get the best meat delivered to your house. Now, you always see that frozen stuff that comes to your house, and I saw something else, that there's another meat. No. The best meat comes from Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Now, you know why I know? Because when I eat meat, I'm so meticulous. You know how I worry about everything and how healthy I am? I want the best cut of meat. If I'm going to have a steak, I have to have a LaFreda steak. So I go backwards. I don't ask, what restaurant do you want to go to? I go, what restaurant is served by Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors? Is it a LaFreda meat? I swear to goodness I say that. They go, no, they don't get their meats from LaFreda. And by the way, everybody gets their meats from LaFreda in New York. 1,600 restaurants are served in New York and New Jersey. I tell you, now you can get the same high-quality selection of meats for your most important customer, your own family. And you can get it now while you're quarantined. And their only focus is on meat at LaFreda. You won't find any frozen side dishes or gimmicks, right? That you can get. You can get a tomahawk bone-in ribeye, porterhouse, center cut filet. You hear what I'm saying? And I know my buddy Sammy is cooking. You gotta go to LaFreda.com. LaFreda.com. They supply only the highest quality beef, pork, lamb, veal, poultry, and America's best burger chopped meat blends. Pat LaFreda is a local business serving the New York, New Jersey area for almost 100 years. Check it out. Now, shipped overnight, and this is very important, what I'm going to tell you right here. Cut the night you place your order, always fresh, never frozen. Boom. How about you got to go to LaFreda.com and get those meats delivered to your house. It's easy. It's convenient. It's the best meat you're going to have anywhere. Order online, please, at LaFreda.com, LaFreda, LaFreda.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. It's 8:27, April 27th, Monday, on AM 970, The Answer. Kevin McCullough is the voice heard every afternoon, 5 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer. Also on The Mission, WMCA. Hey, Kevin, welcome back to the show. How you doing, my brother?
Good morning, Giuseppe. Is that what I would say in Italian? Yeah,
very, very nice. Very nice. How you doing? Are you doing
close, but no. Okay. I'm trying.
No, Giuseppe is good.
Okay, good.
Giuseppe is good. Yeah. Hey, Kevin, so with the family, are you getting out at all? You're doing the show from home?
No, we're banging our head against the iron bars of the windows every single moment of the day. What are you doing, Joseph?
You know what? I'm enjoying the decompression because it's been so crazy.
Huh? I feel bad for my 10-year-old because he is the most social of the three.
Yeah.
And he's had a hard time missing his friends. But outside of that, you know what, Joseph? I keep calling you Joseph today.
Okay.
Lots to be thankful for. Everyone's safe. Everyone's healthy. And it's just time to open this thing up and get back to life.
Yeah, we were talking to Leader Bramnick just on the show and talking about how Governor Murphy is keeping the lockdown. People are getting antsy. By the way, between you and I, Kevin, no one's really listening. Listen, between you and I, how many people do you see out there? If you go get to the grocery store, it's jammed like I've never seen it. I went
Joe,
past
did
Lowe's.
You, did you see the,
I went to, what do you
did
thinking,
you see huh? the pictures from Southern California yesterday?
Oh, on the beaches. Yeah,
all of San Diego County. there wasn't a 6-foot spot to find, much less be separated from somebody.
It was great. You know what? I got to ask Kevin, and I got you wrote a great column for Town Hall.
Thank
this
you.
Was great. It has become viral now, as a lot of the things that you do. And I know the president reads what you write. In a nutshell, what does this new testing data indicate? That was brilliant what you say. Could you share that with us, please?
Well, last Thursday, Governor Cuomo released the data of the antibody tests that have been done in the state. And what we found out was that nearly 2.7 million New Yorkers have had the virus and are over it. Now, what that means is that, you know, we've only got however many declared cases, a couple hundred thousand, maybe 300,000 or so. But what that means is if 2.7 million people have had it, that means 2.7 million people are likely immune to it now and should be back at work. And we also need to be developing this thing called herd immunity. And the only way you get that going is by having people that can fight it off, get it, and fight it off, just like the 2.7 million people that that have had it. Now, New York's not the only place. L.A. County is reporting hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of people just in L.A. County that have had it. And in Santa Clara County earlier in the month, they had a sero survey that came back, and they said there were probably 50 to 80,000 in that county that had had it. Two things that this means, Joe. We're ready to start reopening with cautious, necessary safety procedures in place. And number two, we had this long before January. This was in this country before the CDC admitted it, before China admitted it. People were fighting this off in late December and early January before we even had acknowledged that it was possibly here. And then you consider those flights from Wuhan, three flights a day landing at JFK, that whole first couple of months after China knew that they had it. We have had it longer than we've realized. We're in better shape than we understand, and it is time to start making life come back to normal.
Yeah, so in just in plain speak, I mean, these projection models that they have,
they were wrong. You know, and every one of them were wrong.
Look at that, man. They were just panicking us. And I don't want to even go this far. You can do it on your show. I try not to do it on my show, Kevin. But that the politicians are kind of, I want to say this as nicely as I can, not using this, but using this, I mean, really, in a political way, yes?
Well, Rahm Emanuel was famous for whispering into Barack Obama's ear, never let the opportunity to exploit a crisis go to waste. And I think that I think you've seen some of that at work here. I'm not calling names, and I'm trying to be Joe, I've been very different on my show for the last 6 weeks. We have been focused almost exclusively on finding solutions and analyzing the data.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, that's what we've done. But you have to ask yourself the question, when you have a $12 therapy on the shelf that thousands of doctors are using now, and it's in mass abundance, why are we insisting upon developing new and much more expensive drugs to get to people when you could actually be saving lives by what you already have? Those are just some of the questions that make you think in the back of your head, is there something else at work here besides just trying to solve the virus?
Yeah, I can't. You put it just beautifully, just like that, Kevin McCullough, because you know what? I think of the same thing. When I talk early on, and on this show, it's been 2 months now, we talked to Dr. Stephen Greer. He talked about hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. And then he said, oh, we got drugs. He said, as casual as we're talking now, oh, we got drugs. Oh, we have this Redemsosphere. We have that. And I go, what are those drugs? Well, they're kind of malaria drugs. But, you know, I wanted to see the politicians step up and go, we need these drugs now. As President Trump, and boy, they just vilify him. It's like they don't want to find a cure. Am I being neurotic here when I say that?
No, I think so, and I think that part of that neurosis that the press has had with the president is part of the reason why he's not doing any events today. There will be no press briefing from the White House this afternoon. He said this has turned into a ginormous waste of time, and we're not going to talk to you on Monday. So look for massive tweet storms coming out of the White House all day today. Al have to have the Twitter sounder ready to go all show.
You will, but you know what's great? Your friend Kaylee McEnany, who she talked to you first early on. I remember I met her over at Neil Cavuto's show.
Yeah,
and I chatted with her, and she was been on my show. The president, you know what? I said this on the air, Kevin. The president, this guy, why even bother with everybody going after him? Hand it off to Kaylee. You know how brilliant she is, how smart she is, how warm she is, how strong her faith is, what a great mom she is. But boy, you don't want to debate Kaylee McEnany. You know, just hand it off to her. Am I right?
Well, she's doing a great job, and she had huge shoes to fill. I mean, Sarah Sanders went in there and kind of redefined what the press should be expecting from the White House on a day-to-day basis. And that it's a funny thing here. Kaylee was Governor Huckabee's intern at Fox News, and Sarah was Governor Huckabee's daughter. I think Governor Huckabee is the key to becoming the press secretary for the United States under President Trump.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot all about that. Kevin, what do you got on the show today, man? What are we
today? We are going to talk to today. We are going to talk to the number one Stanford Medical Center researcher that said last week there are five conditions under which America should reopen. He's administered thousands of antibody tests. We're going to talk to him at 5 o'clock today, and he's going to say that we have met all five conditions. Don't want to miss it. 5 o'clock today on 970.
We got it, Kevin. And Town Hall, the column from Town Hall. Where can we find you online, buddy? Because
townhall.com. It's been the number one column for 88 of the last 89 hours. Antibody testing proves we've been had.
Yeah, beautiful. Kevin McCullough right there on the radio. Thank you, Joe. Kevin. Always appreciate it. Yeah, indeed. Love to the family, my friend. Kevin right there. Piscopo on the radio, 877-970-2999. Tom Kehoe, CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies, trade advisor to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. We're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about this next package that's coming out. Are you getting any of it? Did you try the PPP? If I heard one more person say to me, I can't get that payment, that protection program. I'm not getting. How about SBA.gov? Oy, the banks and our good friend Phil over at Empire State Bank, he is helping out, but the big banks are not. What is with that? Tom Kehoe will break it down. And 9 o'clock, by the way, if you're feeling a little cooped up, we've got Edward Jakowski, and he's a fitness expert. Now we're going to talk to you about what you can do to kind of just release that pressure of being cooped up in the house. All right, 8:35 right now. Jeremiah Crowley, a great story from Jeremiah, a dear friend and a great guy doing some great things at this time. And Dean Spinato, he came up with a whole new hand sanitizer we cannot wait to tell you about. 8:36, Joe on the radio on AM 970. The Answer. Here comes Big Al with the headline news just for you. Take it away, Al.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Governor Cuomo says construction and manufacturing businesses could be the first industries to reopen as soon as May 15th in the first phase of reopening New York. The governor says he would then take 2 weeks to see if the number of positive cases increases before moving on to opening other industries. Cuomo says the 1,000 new cases of coronavirus is the lowest number the state has had in a month. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams says essential workers should ride the city's buses and subways for free during the pandemic. Ridership on buses and subways have plummeted during the COVID-19 crisis, but Adams says many of the city's poorest still have to ride on them to get to jobs that are essential to keep the city up and running. He says they should be rewarded for what they are doing with free rides as long as the virus lasts. He will lay out his idea in a press conference in Brooklyn today. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. 17 eastbound slowing down, getting down through Harriman, heading down toward the thruway, right through the construction zone. Getting reports of a problem on the Palisades Parkway. Palisades Parkway South, exit 18 into Central Valley. An accident taking out the right lane there. It's a little bit busy for you on the northbound side of the Van Wyck. That ramp to the Grand Central Parkway, construction continuing on the ramp. And traffic is still busy eastbound BQE, getting up and out toward the Brooklyn Bridge. The MTA Essential Subway Plan remains in place. And over on 84 in both directions, getting out toward exit 10 in Newtown, watch for some ongoing construction heading right through that area. Also getting reports of a disabled vehicle, 84 westbound, getting out toward exit 11 into our Newtown as well. Partly cloudy today with a high of 51. We'll see sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-60s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Associated Press. Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief Julie Pace, Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through the primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Genetics Medical Scientists, Ossining, New York, extract DNA from various types of human specimens and perform research on biomedical diagnostic tests. Perform experiments for next-generation sequencing NGS method using PacBio RS2 and SQL 1 and 2 instrument, which includes sample pooling from PCR amplified product, DNA library preparation, and liquid handler and instrument operation. Send resume to Histogenetics LLC, 300 Executive Boulevard, Ossining, New York, 10562.
I want you to join AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Stop supporting liberal agendas with the other senior organization. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that we care about, the values that have made America great, faith, family, and freedom. AMAC is fighting for us. They're fighting against reckless government spending and the expanding scope of the federal government. They are pro-small business and for securing our borders. They support our military and respect our veterans, and they stand for our flag. When you join AMAC for just $16 a year, you gain access to a growing list of benefits, including car insurance, roadside assistance, and discounts on hotels and travel, cell phone plans, dental plans, and more. All AMAC members receive the AMAC bi-monthly magazine with articles on issues that matter most to conservative Americans. Join right now at PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163. That's PragerForAMAC.com or call 855-624-0163.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Now, Joe Piscopo on the radio. Hi, how are you? 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. Tom Kehoe, we're going to talk about the economy. We're going to talk about how you could possibly get some money. Oh, God bless you. Good luck with that, right? Hey, and I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan while you're home, okay? I keep telling you this. You worry about your legacy. Do you think about it? I do think about that. When I am quarantined from the kids, if they see somebody, I don't have them come back over and we got to wait another couple weeks or something. It's ridiculous. You know, then I miss my children. That's why I was taking the pictures out and hanging them on the wall. And that's how I think about my financial legacy. Who's going to get what? Especially when there's a lot of mamelukes in your life, you know, and you don't want these people coming in and taking your money.
Is that what you tell the lawyer, mamelukes?
It's the little-known mameluke statute in the New Jersey law.
I'm sorry. I said that to Mike Connors at the Beth, and they cracked up. But you know what the great thing about Mike Connors is? He knew exactly what I was talking about. The mameluke, the little thing that you put in the contract there.
Right, the mameluke clause.
Clause. That's what it is. Exactly. 718-238. I want to tell you, if you want, you're at the house and you're thinking about your will, healthcare proxy. You got somebody in a nursing home. You don't know how you're going to pay for it. What are you eligible for? All of that. Power of attorney. All of that, estate plan. Oh, Joe, I don't want to hear about it. That's what I said to my son, Joey, my consigliere. He's a wartime consigliere. And I thought, so we called Mike and he settled everything and he'll do the same for you. Now while you're at their house, will you please call 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, because Mike is standing by for a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with Mr. Connors himself. Boom. And you could do it right there in the security of your own home. And yes, ask him about the mameluke clause. What was Joe talking about? Because there's always somebody that comes in and nipping at you, wants your money. I'm telling you, Mike can protect you better than anybody. It's what I did. I suggest you at least call. Get a call because you have a free initial comprehensive telephone consultation with the man who knows more about estate of wills, healthcare proxy, all of that. Mike Connors is your guy. 718-238-6500. Or you could visit, please, ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Larry Elder, the sage from South Central. Tonight at 7 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Tom Kehoe is with us, CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies, a trade advisor to the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
and U.S. Trade Representative. Tom, welcome back to the show, brother. How you doing this morning?
Good morning, Joe. I put a Gindaloon clause in my will. Not...
Hey, we know them. We know them, man. You know they're out there. I don't know. You know what? They got to be there. They got to be there, right? It's got to be the Gavon clause. It's just the Gavon clause in there, you know?
I'm sitting here screaming as you're saying that.
What are you talking about? The Mama Luke? Because it's always the Mama Luke. He goes, hey, so it was not working. You know, it's just kind of living. We don't want to get there, but you know what I'm talking about. Oh, my goodness. Hey, Tom, so let's talk about the economy. And we know how, first of all, how devastating have the last 3 months been for the economy? And, my friend, do you think we can recover?
Well, we can recover, Joe. America's a country of workers. You know, it's not a country of shirkers. No pun intended there. American people would much rather be at work, irrespective of what their career is, whether it's serving Starbucks next door to your office building or, you know, working on Wall Street in the trading pits. You know, they'd much rather be, or building a bridge, they'd much rather be working than taking a government handout. I don't care who they are. We have had the lowest unemployment ever, including minority groups. And so, look, people want to get back to work. They're chafing at the bit. I think emotionally that's been the most difficult part for a lot of people. Sure, a lot of people are out of work, and I understand that, and I know plenty of my friends are out of work, and they're wondering what they're going to come back to, whether they own their own businesses or not. Yeah. You know, but look, it's, you know, when government steps in and takes over in these situations, it's a balancing act. It can be good, but it can be bad. Will King Cuomo give back all of the authority and control that he's taken over this past couple of months? Look, I mean, King on one Cuomo. Hand, he's very good in front of a microphone, as you are, but he's one step ahead, you know, one notch below a five-star general right now. I mean, he could arrest you, and maybe we'd hear about you in a year or so, you know, after one of your buddies got done with you in the tombs or something. So, who knows? I think that's my big concern, Joe, is that the infringement upon civil rights, civil liberties for all of us, you know, black, white, rich, poor, you know, it doesn't matter what religious group. Yeah. But I think America will be fine. I think it's time to let people go back to work.
Yeah, I think you're right. But what, this latest round of aid for small business that Congress just passed, that it will happen today. Mm-hmm. Do people really get it? Because you know what? I went on just for research for the show. I said, because I don't think I'm eligible, because if you're a small businessman, although maybe, and help me out here, Tom, if you're a small businessman, I keep talking about, let's use my gal, the gal that comes and takes care and cleans the house, a great gal, independent gal that has her own business. And she the people that work for her she subcontracts out. So I don't know that she's eligible for any of this.
Well, she's eligible, but they didn't get, none of those people got any money. I think all of the larger companies that had banking relationships, which is, you know, an inside terminology for meaning they had big lines of credit or big loans, the banks made sure they got the money because they wanted to make sure that their loans to these people weren't at risk. Plus, the banks took 5% of the payroll protection plan. You know, nobody realized it. The banks were skimming 5 points off. So look, they wanted to do it quickly. Rather than give Piscopo and Keogh, you know, 10, 20, 30 grand, you know, they gave it to XYZ, a publicly Shake Shack, or some of these publicly traded companies, and they gave them big chunks, millions, you know, and that's why the money went so quickly.
Shake Shack gave it back, right? I think, did they give it back? I think Shake Shack gave it back.
But a lot of publicly traded companies and hedge funds and companies that should not have gotten it got money.
Yeah. Big hotels, so what happens with today? What happens with today? Could maybe we reapply?
I can only hope and pray that the SBA and the government has put some controls on this. When I heard the SBA was handling this, I said, oh, no, SBA. They've always been very difficult to deal with. You know, a labyrinth, paperwork, and, you know, just was a very difficult process. You know, years ago, my partner and I tried to borrow some SBA money and was like, forget about it. You know, talk about Mama Luke's and your will. This is crazy. I immediately said to some people, this is going to be nuts. The SBA is not equipped to handle it. Sure, shooting. They seem to have dropped the ball. They got overwhelmed, and so did the local banks. They just, some of them,
but hopefully, Hopefully, they could reapply today, because that's what they're saying. Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, seems to think that it will get to the people today, and let's only hope. Governor Cuomo, he just canceled, and Frankie told me this earlier, canceled a special election in Queens. Does the governor have the right to do that?
The governor has the right. I was just on a phone call a little while ago this morning. The villages are all waiting. The special elections, some of them were supposed to, village elections were supposed to be in March. They got canceled. Special elections supposed to be in June. There's just such an upheaval now as to when some of these special elections, and even the presidential primary is supposed to be June 23rd. Are we going to have it? I don't know. Look, there's a lot of vacancies in the state legislature, vacancies at the local level, borough presidents or whatever, and they all have to be filled eventually. But the state BOE, Board of Elections, is the ultimate arbiter of all of that, and Cuomo has the say, final say on it. But he's got so much else on his plate, he can't seem to get to it.
Tom Kehoe, CEO of Kingsbridge Strategies, and give us an estimate, Tom. What do you think? Your professional estimation of when summertime, when we're all back in the swing of things. I know the economy is going to take a year or so.
We're on pause till May 15th, and the governor's got New York on pause for a little over 2 weeks. East End of Long Island, they opened up marinas 8-9 days ago, and they opened the state golf courses are opening up today. You can't drive in an electric cart, but you can carry your clubs. So that means all the town and local public courses will open. But you get a couple more weeks, Joe, where you've got 60, 70, 80 degree weather. People are screaming to get outdoors.
Yeah, they'll be out anyway. Kids. They'll be out anyway.
Oh,
wait, you can't go in an electric cart? You can't go in an electric cart?
No, they're going to stop that until,
What's the reasoning with that now?
I have no idea. Maybe you put your arm around me or something, when we're going down the stairway.
Tom, listen, we appreciate it, man. Keep us posted, Tom Kehoe. God bless you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Joe. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. You're welcome. Hey, I want to go to Frankie before we break. Frankie, what about this? The governor canceling special election in Queens you talked about? Is he able to do that?
I think Tom Kehoe stated it accurately that, the governor believes he's able to. And ultimately, we'll see if any of these candidates go to court. But when he's declared a public emergency, apparently this gives him broad authority to do all sorts of things that normally he'd need the legislature to do. But it's really awful. I mean, either we need these elected offices or we don't, right? So there's been people that have said we should do away with the borough president for years. I'm not one of those people. I actually think the borough president is an important position. So now the people of Queens are going to be this election was supposed to be a month ago. Right. This now they're going to be without a borough president for the entire year. Right. So now do the Queens people get a break on their taxes for the year? No.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they still have to pay taxes. They still have to pay for city services. And yet they have no say in it, their borough's top elected official that has at least some role in land use, that has some role in allocating, capital funding. I mean, this is, if I were a resident of Queens, irrespective of who you were supporting in that election, I'd be outraged. All the candidates are outraged. They're all Democrats. It might be one Republican running, but they're all outraged. I don't blame them. Let's have the election, and if it has to be done by mail, like it's going to be done for all the other primaries, do it by mail. But it's crazy to cancel these elections, in my opinion.
Yeah, you're right. Frankie Five Boroughs right there, 8:51 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime's on the roads checking out traffic on AM 970 The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks a lot. Over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, left lane construction getting into town. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Traffic is moving a little bit slowly on 84 West, exit 11 into Newtown. It's a disabled tractor trailer getting into the construction zone. Again, it's construction on 84 in both directions through Newtown at this point. Over on the northbound side of the Van Wyck, that ramp to the Grand Central, construction on that ramp as well. We're still seeing slowdowns on the eastbound BQE getting up toward the Brooklyn Bridge and 17 eastbound. That's slowing down, getting down through Harriman. So watch out for some slowdowns there as well. The MTA Essential Subway Plan, that remains in effect. Lincoln Tunnel inbound, some center tube construction going on. And outbound, you have construction in the north tube going on until 3 o'clock this afternoon as well. Up at the GWB and down at the Holland, running at a normal speed. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie Duhaime. Good morning, Joe Piscopo on the radio. I was trying to do a show like that. Would you like that? Good morning, like the old days, 1933, Joe Piscopo show. I remember him.
Hey, you know what? I'm telling you about balance of nature because I worry about you. You gather around our virtual kitchen table every single morning to listen to Frank and Alan, Debbie, and myself. You are family. You're family. I see you on social media, and I apologize if I don't get back to you quick enough because I really try to, but the days are so, they're like nuts, and I don't get a chance, so I apologize for that, but I do worry about you. And now you got to build up your immune system. It's so important to build up your immune system now. And you're home, and now you got to eat fruits and vegetables, but you can't go to the store because you're going to catch. Don't go to a store at all. It's like a petri dish over. So what do? You take Balance of Nature. Take Balance of Nature. You order it online. You go to 800-246-8751, balanceofnature.com. Use the discount code The Answer. Ask for your private health coach. Hello? Did I say private health coach courtesy of the Howard family? Yes. That is a service, a special service for you from the Howard family, your own health coach, to walk you through how to take Balance of Nature, when to take Balance of Nature. If you want to build up your immune system to fight off the free radicals within your body, and that's what they are, you could put antioxidants in your body. You could do it with Balance of Nature. For me, I'm not making a clinical claim here. I'm not saying, oh, FDA approved or any of that nonsense that you got to put all those disclaimers, none of that. I'm telling you what works for me and Frank and Alan, Debbie, the morning team. And we think it will work for you. You're part of this family. We want you to try Balance of Nature. And the Howards have this for you. Free shipping. I said free shipping and 35% off. That is huge of any new preferred order of Balance of Nature. 800-246-8751. We made the number easy so you can remember, please. 800-246-8751. Or again, balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, The Answer.
Are you a coffee drinker? Just found out that Forgotten Man, my producer, is a coffee drinker. I said, I never see you drink coffee around here. You said, there's a reason why. I don't like the coffee we have here. So I got him a couple of bags of Honor Bound. And man, I cannot wipe the smile off his face. Pete and Seth Talbot are the same father-son owners of Relief Factor, and they've come out now with Honor Bound Coffee. At the same time, Pete and Seth are giving away all the profits to serve and support and bless military families. What a deal. Buy two bags of Honor Bound Coffee for the price of one and stand with Pete and Seth. All of us here at Salem, where 100% of the profits of Honor Bound Coffee are going to go to serve, support, and bless military families. Two bags for the price of one. Give your family great coffee and give back to the military. HonorBoundCoffee.com. Coffee with a purpose. Semper Fi Fund, the first organization to receive funds. HonorBoundCoffee.com. That's HonorBoundCoffee.com. HonorBoundCoffee.com.
We're all in uncharted territory, looking for ways to support our communities. At Dell Technologies, we're making sure small businesses have the right tech solutions. Dell Technologies advisors are here for you, from helping small businesses stay connected and productive while working remotely with Windows 10 and Microsoft Teams, to rapidly deploying remote work solutions that limit upfront costs with Dell Financial Services. We're standing by you every step of the way. Call 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi there, I'm Valerie Smaldone. I have a show that gives you a break from politics because it's something completely different. It's a show like no other in New York, a show about theater and food, nightlife, and the city. It's called Bagels and Broadway, and it airs every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. Conversations with celebrities and producers, chefs and food innovators, and the fascinating people behind the scenes. You can listen on the radio, online, Alexa, and podcast. Bagels and Broadway with Valerie Smaldone, Saturday mornings at 9.
Kevin McCullough Radio. Breaking news. What it means. Why it matters. Afternoons at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Lumberg is our meteorologist from the Weather Answer Desk. Joe, how are we doing today? It's kind of weird. Is it raining? Not raining? And stopping later? What's going on, man?
It's not going to rain much today, Joe, but it's not going to be warm. We're going to struggle to get to 50 with clouds, a shower here and there, a chilly breeze. It's going to feel like it's in the upper 30s. It's going to feel like it's a March day, not late April.
Wow, man. And it's not breaking any time. Well, tomorrow's not bad, correct? Tuesday?
Tomorrow's not bad. Tomorrow's the nicest day that we have all week long. We'll see some sunshine temperature tomorrow, probably over 60 degrees.
Yeah.
We tied it up Wednesday, and there's probably going to be a shower or a bit of rain or drizzle. It won't be much Wednesday. Thursday's the day. Thursday afternoon, I'm really worried about some big rains around here, maybe some thunderstorms, too, with temperatures in the 60s.
All right. So funny, Joe. I jumped on the bike. I was thinking about you because when I do the weights, I do get tired. I'll admit it. But when I'm on the bike, for some reason, I can sustain my energy. It kind of wakes me up. I think you're onto something, Joe Lumber.
I love it. You know, you got to get outside and breathe in that fresh air. By the way, the Balance of Nature allergy forecast was moderate to high today and again tomorrow.
All right, Joe, you're the best. Thank you, my friend. Joe Lumberg right there. And coming up at 9 o'clock, talking about what we're talking about, Dr. Edward Jakowski. He's a fitness expert, author of 7 books, celebrity trainer, motivational speaker. Any question that you have on fitness, we'll talk to Dr. Edward. Jeremiah Crowley as well in the next hour. He's doing some great things musically. And Dean Spinato, co-founder and president of Anti-3 Project, hand sanitizers. Oh, you know I love that.
News, opinion. Passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
42 degrees at 8:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Newark Mayor Ross Baraka wants residents to stay home today on Be Still Monday. The mayor wants a nearly complete shutdown of the city on Mondays to bring attention to the severity of the coronavirus. Mayor Baraka says it is not an executive order, but just a request to stop the spread of COVID-19. Wall Street futures are up as oil prices continue falling. Dow futures up more than 100 points, nearly 0.9%. S&P 500 futures are also up almost 0.9%. NASDAQ futures are up 1.1%. Crude oil prices keep tanking, though. International benchmark Brent crude below $21 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate crude is under $15 a barrel. The Navy hospital ship Comfort is discharging its last patient and preparing to sail from New York Harbor. The ship was sent to New York City to help with the surge of coronavirus patients March 28th. By taking non-coronavirus patients, the Comfort began taking infected patients in early April as well. Governor Murphy says he will lay out the plan on how to reopen the state later today. This as officials say hospitalizations are down to a little more than 6,500, which is the lowest patient count from a peak 3 weeks ago. Still, the number of deaths continues with 75 new deaths in the past 24 hours. You now know what's going on. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.